what he means by the cage. Repeatedly in Masnavi, he will say, body is the cage. This real existence is the cage. Because this has engulfed me, the spirit. The parrot is out of. This universe is free. Now he's giving advice to the merchant. How? Rumi, first of all, explained the advice to you. What is a good advice? You tell me.
Become better.
More general than that. The advice
stop.
Should be avoiding talking. Because when you talk, you are the merchant. When you talk to someone, you try to convince that someone that this is useful, this is good, this is a good business, right? Keep it for the merchant. The parrot said, that's not a good advice. Good advice comes from action. He said, oh, that one over there in India, he taught me, he gave me good advice practically. You could spend your entire life going around and talking about being a good person. And this is a very good job. And you could teach a lot to a lot of people. If instead you be good and you do good, you may touch the heart of one person. That heart is worth it, your entire energy. Because no matter what you say to the people, they interpret it, they translate it, they forget it, and they misquote it, and they will talk about it. So what? But if you touch the heart of one person, that person becomes a good one. Not a good deed for you. That person becomes a good source of goodness in the future. We call it the fountain. That's what it is. Touching the heart of the people. And we are talking about real touching. Not how many people, quantities, no, quality. That's what it is all about. Therefore, you stood up. Do you remember what the parrot said to the merchant? He said, you silly fellow, you are busy with this and that and that and that, and you are playing your harp. Actually, the next story, he's told here by the parrot, he said, you know what? You are going around and trying to... Well, that fellow who is talking about goodness is looking around to do what? To correct himself or herself to be accepted by more people. My audience. The people who love me. That's how in theory is, he said. Forget that. You should tune your melodies with one source and one source only. And that's Haq. One, because that is the source of freedom. Let's see where your freedom is and where your real boundaries are. Reality is the guy who is limiting you to this that you are and to those you are really related to, and is a limiting stuff. Therefore, it's about the boundaries. Where is your physical existence? Your skin. Where is your blah, 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 that, that? These are the limiting stuff. When we talk about the spirit, we're talking about something that has no limitation. We don't even accept your physical existence as a center of you. We don't see you. You are you. Means this little one dealing with this big one, which are both you. That's how we see it. Therefore, there is one thing, which is freedom. That part of you. And that's a God-given freedom. Why do we say God-given freedom? Because we see this one doesn't have it and I have it. This one belongs to the earth. Good? Okay. This belongs to the earth. That one I have, which is not here. Where that comes from? You cannot say it's from earth. Right? Because it doesn't have physical existence, you cannot touch it, you cannot bring it in a lab and all that. But it's there. Forgive me, it's there. You cannot say it's not. What is that? He says, attend to the other one. How? He said, die from this one, become alive in that one. That was the message of death. Remember, this is verse 18:31. Meaning, oh, you have become a singer to high and low, become dead like me, that you must again release. Because if you don't die from this one, you cannot attend to the other one. So, put a closure on all the pretension and all the show-off. Not that you could eliminate it, but slow this down to increase the other one. Then, the last paragraph is a couple of things that the parrot will go and will fly away. Have you seen the advice of the parrot? Advice was that, okay, you and your parrot, you are living the same life. Therefore, learn from your parrot. Look at your heart. If you carefully could examine your heart, I mean, not sitting down and bragging about it, not making stories and things like that. Look at your heart. You will see something very vague, very untouchable. Some stuff is somewhere that sometimes it will say something. And in those moments you will be a different person. Logically you're almost the same, but there is sometimes something in your heart. Normally it beats faster. And this happens physically. But the heart, you start to run faster. Just because a name was mentioned. See, over there you should see what? You should see the connection. That's the moment that you really connect with something else, and that connection is very strong to change you. If you are in love and you're sitting and you're talking, suddenly somebody brings in that name, suddenly you connect differently to this universe. You become different, right? Look at that connection. You could have the same connection with this universe. If you stop playing a center, then you will connect differently. He went to another paragraph to declare that, listen, I don't say it's bad to have a compliment. I don't say it's bad to be famous. I never intend to say, forget about old people. I'm talking about the balance here. Of course you should respect the other people. Of course you should try to be kind to everybody if possible. But this is something which is a very good food, but it's extremely fattening. If you eat a lot of that, it's bad. That's what I'm talking about. This is 1854. The word flattery and hypocrisy is a sweet morsel. Eat less of it, for it's a morsel full of fire. Means, I don't say it's bad. I don't say abandon it. But don't put whatever you have energy to have that one. And do not pretend that you are a superman and flattery doesn't flatter you. If suddenly it happened that you thought that me, being flattered by that, I know that fellow is working in my company, I'm the boss, so what? If you ever thought of that, really said, think the opposite. How? See, I'm looking at it. He said, look at the opposite. When they talk badly about you, how is your reaction? He said, you become angry. So do not say that the positive talking doesn't flatter me. Look at the negative one. So both will influence you. Therefore, reduce it. Why reduce it? Because it's not a lasting thing. But it's very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. Look at Pharaoh. Why Pharaoh is that arrogant? One of you tell me. We know that this Pharaoh guy, first of all, he was not a bad guy, right? And he's almost a repetition of Moses, but at the other side, right? And he befriended the Moses. They had a childhood in common. And he likes Moses and he doesn't try even to kill Moses. What is the weakness of this Pharaoh? It's not in him. The other people worship him. That's how it happens. By himself, he's a human being. When everybody will tell him, you are the God, he will become a God. Won't he? When everybody goes around and will tell you, listen, it's up to you. And it's you. At the end of the day, it's your decision to succeed or not. Have the self-confidence. This is what you have. What you become. Because this is what everybody tells you. That it's you. And you should confide in yourself. And confiding to an invisible imaginary creator, which is very similar to this silly stuff that the institutionalized religions are making of it. This is silly. This is how you become arrogant. This is fellowship. Fellowship is not in you, but will sneak in you if you let it. So, it's your choice. Get rid of the Pharaoh and have a free parrot. How? Next paragraph. He said, listen, did you hear what I said? You're the merchant. You're the parrot. You should do this. You should do that. But don't forget, I believe, without his help, you're nothing. We are nothing. Don't forget that we believe like this. We have spoken all these words, but in truth.